This is Breon Wells, president and founder of the Daniel Initiative. Again, we're grateful to be giving remarks before the working group of experts and people of African descent. We were delighted to be with you earlier in your New York UN visit, as you were, and we were all contemplating the state of children of African descent. Today, I do resonate with a lot of the words and issues that my colleagues have brought up. I would like to also, though, raise real briefly the issue of tech equity for people of African descent. We know that just as any other intersectional issues, technology is one of those intersectional issues that have impact on people of African descent, if for no other reason than a vast majority of the attendees in this private session are tuning in online and tuning in through Zoom. So we see and we understand that as the UN, and more particularly the Internet Governance Forum, has been looking at this issue, they have looked at it in a very narrow way, looking at it only through the access to broadband lens, which is a part, we would say, of the tech equity issue. But there is also the broader question of what about the safety, security, and access and promotion of those who do have access to broadband. We know that the Internet Governance Forum has been looking at our common agenda. This was something that was set up by the UN Secretary General. And what our common agenda calls for is for the development of a global digital compact. That global digital compact is scheduled to be very intentionally looked at deeply in September 2023, specifically at the summit of the future. Prior to that, though, the UN is taking some collective views from civil society, from tech companies, from a whole host of stakeholders. And that deadline is March 31st, 2023. So I would encourage all of our colleagues on the phone and on this call and in the room to make sure that we move forward in these efforts and make sure that our collective voices are heard. But I wanted to ask the working group of experts of people of African descent, or more intentionally, the Daniel Initiative is strongly encouraging many mechanisms, but specifically the working group of experts of people of African descent, as well as the permanent forum of people of African descent, to use whatever means, influence, connections that you have within the United Nations to bring to bear the broader issue of tech equity and people of African descent in the crafting of the Global Digital Compact. The last thing I'll say in this effort is that we understand when we're talking about not just access to broadband, but the realities of those who do access and live in this world of technology, that this includes harms of bias and algorithms. This includes digital redlining, and not just in the US, this is a global issue. We know that this also includes disinformation and misinformation against people of African descent. It is and has been on the rise. And while misinformation and disinformation is no new phenomena within society and in this world, we do recognize that technology has provided a very strong megaphone to amplify the effects as well as the potential harms and opportunities for certain communities. So whether it's on the continent of Africa, Europe, North America, South America, when we look at the elections in the US or the elections in Brazil, we have seen very targeted campaigns against people of African descent. It has come in multiple shapes and forms. Many different nation states have different brands of disinformation. And I think that it would be a missed opportunity if we did not collectively come together to ensure that, as all institutions tend to move at a very, very incremental, and some would even say glacier pace,